Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here in studio with first-time guest, great servant for Putnam County and good friend, Mr. Cody Maynard. Cody, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Just happy to see you. I don't get to spend a lot of time with you. I keep saying, Cody, I'm going to come right around with you one day, and that one day hadn't happened yet, but it will happen because I don't know half of what you and the Parks and Rec Department in Putnam County do. So Cody is the director of the Putnam County Parks and Recreation Department. And how long have you been in that role now, Cody?
9 months right now.
9 months. Yeah. And we're going to get into his background and what's going on there. But I do want to start with his background. I'm going to start with your background, Cody. So where are you from originally?
From Baxter. It's a lifelong resident of Putnam County. Been here, born, raised, worked out in for about 12 years after graduating up from high school. 12 years worked in the finance industry, traveled nonstop all over. So wanted to, after me and Brittany, we had our son, wanted to get back home, stay more local, spend more time with him. That leaving on Monday morning and coming home Friday, Saturday just wasn't going to cut it.
Oh, yeah. So, fellow Baxter guy, of course, everybody that listens to this show and knows how proud I am of Baxter. I'm proud of all of Putnam County, but, you know, Baxter, Cody is warm and dear and near to our hearts. You and I talk about our community all the time. That's where we grew up. That's what molded us. That's what shaped us. Small town feel, small town still, but we're growing like crazy. And just proud to be a Baxter B with you.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
So you traveled a lot and you said finance industry.
Yes, sir.
So did you travel across the country?
No, I was pretty much locally in Tennessee, but I did travel throughout Mississippi, Louisiana. I had 8 offices throughout Middle and East Tennessee.
So that sounds a lot like kind of what I do. I mean, you're on the road a lot, right?
Absolutely.
And Tennessee's so, I guess, wide or long, however you want to call it. It's hard to go to Memphis, do your job, and get back in the same day, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can't. That makes for a very long day. You know, where I had offices in Middle and East Tennessee, you got 2 different time zones, so it never ends. It's a 24/7 job.
So finance industry is a little bit different than Parks Rec, right?
Absolutely.
So what made you decide to apply to Putnam County Parks and Rec Department? Was it, you know, our great leader Randy Porter? Sorry, Randy, I'm always giving you a shot somewhere. What made you decide to make it? I know you wanted to be home, but what made you decide? Let's just say this: Cody's talented in so many areas. I'm just going to tell y'all he's a man of many talents. So what made you decide to go that route?
Well, like we were saying earlier, I just wanted to be home. I actually had went over and spoke with John Albertson, the former director. Loved the conversation he and I had together. Wanted to be home with my son. Wanted to have a change, do something that was completely out of the finance industry and make some changes for Putnam County. To be able to see something that, you know, as you work and do your job, you were doing some kind of improvement. And so after the great conversation John and I had, just decided to take the position as a maintenance worker with Putnam County. See how that went. Probably, to be honest, never envisioned that I would be Putnam County director. But after I started working there, fell in love, liked it, done a lot of what I was accustomed to doing, and still been able to be home with my family. Made a huge difference.
Yeah. So this is what I know. Of course, John moved on to Texas and is doing well out there, him and his family, and that was a family decision. And we loved having him, but we're happy you're here. And this is by no means am I taking credit for where you're at, because you did all this on your own. But when this transition started, if you remember, you and I talked, and I said, Absolutely. Cody, I want you to – if you want this position, I want you to have it. And you didn't tell me no, but I think you're hesitated because you're not the PR person in your mind that maybe John was. John was – he was at a lot of meetings, a lot of committees for the county and the city, a big part of Cityscape, talking all the time. And Randy and I both know your talents are actually other things, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you're doing a lot better, right? I mean, I've noticed you've been out a little bit more, and that's why you're here is you're embracing that role. But I'll say this. When you and John were 1 and 2, director and assistant director, whatever your title was, y'all are always working. I saw y'all at night. I saw y'all at the events, I mean, after hours. And so y'all put the time in. And so everything that John was doing, you had been doing.
Yes, sir. That's correct. We work very well together.
Yeah, and so I think what a team y'all had. Of course, again, he's moved on, but the next best option, the only option in my mind was you, and I'm thankful you decided to do that. And so when you and Mary Porter are having those conversations, and I don't want to get personal, but what was that like? I know he came to you and said, Cody, would you be interested in this? And at first, was you okay with it, or did you have to think about it?
No, we had a couple different conversations, thought about it a little bit. Just wanted to have very direct, honest conversation with each other. And that's one thing I love about Mayor Porter is he is a great people person. He loves this county, and you're able to have those direct conversations with him. So that made it much easier because I wanted to be upfront and honest what I was, you know, willing to do and what I was not comfortable doing. But anyone that knows me knows, you know, I push people to grow and to move and do better things. And if you're not doing something that you're not comfortable with, then you're probably not growing as an individual. So I kind of have to take that lesson myself sometimes.
I think that couldn't be better said by anybody else, Cody. That's exactly – if you to grow, you sometimes got to be uncomfortable, right?
Absolutely. Yes,
so sir. I think that's part of it. And you've embraced it well. Always visible at the county commission meetings. You ask questions to me, and they're good questions. I like it when I'm challenged. I don't know per se if you've directly challenged me yet as my commissioner role, but you're welcome to. But y'all do a great job. So let's talk about, you know, your department. And I'm going to get to the budget stuff later because obviously you were in the finance industry for many years before you made this jump. But let's talk about when you first got to when you first started working for Parks and Rec and you started working for John. What excited you the most of everything y'all do? What were some of the things that just really excited you the most that you enjoyed doing at Parks and Rec?
Well, I enjoyed seeing the difference. You know, you pull into an older facility or a facility that needed updated, built 20, 30, 40 years ago, and to be able to take that facility and make the updates, the changes, the landscaping, and better that environment, better that facility for the public of Putnam County, that's a proud feeling to be involved in. So, you know, being able to do that and keep moving in that direction, that was my goal from the get-go.
Has the transition from being in that role under John to now the boss, the director, has that been pretty seamless, or has it been a challenge?
It has been fairly seamless, and I give, you know, Randy Porter a lot of that credit, along with John Albertson. John and I worked hand-in-hand together. We kind of knew everything, which is one thing with me. I believe that everyone ought to be cross-trained. I believe everyone kind of needs to know what's going on, needs to be involved, needs to have their input, and, you know, that's how you build a strong team.
Yeah, and there's a dip. So I'm glad you brought that up, Cody. There's a difference in wanting your employees to be cross-trained and micromanaging, right? I've been in county offices before where employees didn't necessarily like the idea of doing multiple tasks. They just wanted to do what they do and do it well. And their elected official or their department head, in your case, would say, hey, but we might need you if somebody's absent, somebody's on long-term leave, somebody's sick, somebody's on vacation, to be able to do these other duties. That doesn't mean you're micromanaging. You're just trying to help them grow too.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one way that I believe that you help not only your staff or the others grow is that way. If someone is out, then you've already got someone in line, because as much as we all love life, we never know how long we're going to have it. So if you've got, you know, as bad as it sounds, if you have your replacement ready, then it makes them, when they get ready to step into that transition to take your place, makes it easy on the county. It makes it easy on the staff that you're accustomed to working with. Makes it hard on people sometimes if you have to bring someone from the outside in and everybody has to learn everybody new. And, you know, with us, that was the one lucky thing with us. The staff, you know, were accustomed to me. I was accustomed to them. And one big thing of that's why I took the job is because I respect my guys extremely and ladies a lot. Yeah. I respect my team a whole lot.
And they knew what they were getting with you, right?
Absolutely.
And so when I talked to a few of them when the transition, they were all about it. You know, and I'm not going to mention names, but they were like, yes, Cody's there's no other choice for us. We know what to get with Cody. He's going to help us, but he's going to challenge us to be better. And I think for all of our departments in Putnam County, for the most part, I feel like we have people in place that are doing the same thing. We're challenging each other, and the commission is very grateful for what all we have in Putnam County.
I agree with you 100%. Putnam County is one place that I can say that I have been employed, and your department heads across the board, department heads, assistant directors, everyone seems to be working together with the same mindset and goal. That makes a huge difference when you're a small department or a smaller department and you're trying to accomplish things, to be able to rely on, you know, the maintenance department or the solid waste department, sheriff's department, the county commission. That makes a big influence.
Yeah, and so I was going to say this to later, but I'm going to tell my age and people. I say this: I used to umpire Cody in T-ball. My brother and I was umpires. I was young. I was a teenager. I want to tell you, folks, Cody was a little athletic young man at T-ball. He could hit the ball, and he could run. He could move. He's a big fella. If you don't know, if you ain't seen him, he's tall, but he could run. So, do you remember that? Do you remember that?
I remember that. Yes, I do.
You ever want to throw a baseball at me anytime?
No. I'm getting enough through at me right now as it is.
And before we get to the next break, I do want to mention your mom has been a long-serving employee of Putnam County. And, of course, her role was officially retired, I believe, but she still helps the trustee's office out.
Yeah, she did through this year, but she did officially retire and was employed for, I think, 37 years.
Talk about
absolutely
knowledge. Great lady. Knowledge of the trustee's office, knowledge of county government, knowledge of finances. Well, let me ask you this too. Did her role at the trustee's office inspire you to go into finance?
Watching my mother, how she handled everything, juggled everything with, you know, three kids, and then still working a full-time position and the sacrifices she made, yes, that's what instilled the work ethic in all three of us, I believe.
Well, I hope she is listening. Miss Rebecca, we love you, and we do miss you in Putnam County, but you've got to find one here in Cody in front of me. So I do have Cody Maynard with me. He's the director of the Parks and Rec Department here in Putnam County, so it's countywide. And I would one day, if you're willing to come back, I'd like to have you and Seth on together. Seth's from the city of Cookeville, and talk about how y'all work together. And we'll talk more about your partnerships later on the show, but that would be a great show to get y'all's feedback and your insight on Parks and Rec throughout the county and cities in Putnam County. And so Cody had just started 9 months ago as a director, served as an employee there before that, and I wanted to have him on to talk about Parks and Rec and what's going on in Putnam County. So we'll be back in just a moment after this break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here, and just so excited to have Mr. Cody Maynard, Putnam County Director of Parks and Recreation. Just does a fabulous job. He and his department are wonderful for Putnam County. There's so many things they do that people don't realize, and we're going to talk about some of those things. And I told Cody he's going to have to not be so modest and brag on him and his department some, and he will, but there's a lot of things. But I do want to talk about your staff, Cody. How many employees do you have right now, and do you have any open positions?
Currently, we don't have any open positions. We have 14 full-time employees. We have an office manager and then a program coordinator. The program coordinator has got a big task along with several of the other staff members, but she handles all your scheduling at your soccer fields and your pools. So that goes into a big part of it. The other members, we've got 12 or 11 members that are out in maintenance. The Parks and Recreation Department, they mow everything pretty much that the county has, mm-hmm. Keep up on the landscaping, work on that, making changes toward your community centers, all of your recreation fields throughout Jerry Whitson, city of Baxter, city of Monterey. We're always trying to improve. That's one big thing throughout the guys and myself is we try to move in a direction of always making some sort of improvements. And, you know, becomes challenging at times. You know, some of our facilities and some of our playgrounds and sports areas were built late 60s. And so, you know, constant improvements on those are needed. So that's what we definitely try to keep on our forefront.
Y'all stay busy, especially during spring, summer, and fall, right? I mean, all the sports going on with soccer and baseball and just all the field y'all maintain, but y'all do such a wonderful job. And I don't really know how you do it with just 14 staff, honestly. I know it takes a lot of good scheduling, and I know you have a routine, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We follow spring, summer, and fall, follow a pretty steady routine. We've got two groups that go out, mow everything, keep everything in line. The assistant director, Matt Finley, and myself try to keep check on everything. David Carter does a big part of that as well. So, you know, it's just a team effort. There's no anyone that knows me knows I will tell up front, you can't be successful without the right people in the right places. And I feel that we've done that with the Parks and Recreation Department. One thing we made clear to the staff going in is the door is always open. You know, you're not going to see me all the time. I'm not a micromanager. I expect, you know, you employed here, we want you to do your job and do your part. But if you need me and you want conversation or you need to talk about something personal or work-related, the door is always open. And I think that makes for a great team and pushes people in the right direction to want to do better. And we always try to involve everyone in the department. We try to get their opinions. We also work very closely with the maintenance department, solid waste department as well, which makes our life quite a bit easier, being able to depend on and have those guys out there to help us. That means a world to the department.
Oh, yeah. I think Putnam County's collaboration with each department is one of the best. And you had mentioned excuse me, I'm going to brag on you some more, your department. You had mentioned about taking care of all the mowing and all the landscaping. I've been all over the state. Been to every county, and actually at some point in time in my career, and I'm going to start even more now with my new position, is being in more counties. But I can honestly say I've never seen a courthouse lawn look as good as ours does. And that's because you all. And Mayor Porter says it all the time, right?
Yes.
He ain't out there doing it. No offense, Randy. He ain't out there mowing or weed eating, and he shouldn't be because he's got to run the county. But y'all, I mean, green, trimmed, lush, flowers are beautiful. Christmas time, let's talk about Christmas. What all do y'all do at the courthouse for when it comes to Christmas?
Well, Christmas usually starts after the 4th of July for us. We start planning, trying to figure out exactly what we want to do. And then that takes – we try to have that up right before Thanksgiving. So that way, right after Thanksgiving, we're lighting it all and it's ready to go. So we spend several months one of the guys that stick out in our hair or in my head in the department is Christian Davis and Zach Randolph. They spend a lot of time doing some research as well. Again, it's a department. It is a department success. We try to give it some change every year, maybe not completely change everything, but we try to make sure it's improvement each year.
Yeah, the Santa sleigh, and then you got the coffee shop, Santa's Coffee or something?
Yeah, the hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate,
We had took it out, and we had, like, the snow globe reef that you can, for picture ops. And it's a constant planning process. We usually start somewhere in July after the 4th of July. When we come back, we start planning what we're going to do and what it's going to kind of look like. And as we go along, you know, picking stuff up and just trying to make it the best we can.
So where do y'all, who decides on where the Christmas tree comes from? Is that you or is that Mayor Porter?
That is the department. And for the last 8 years that I know of, and I believe many years before that, it's come from Doug Farley off Highway 70. And he's a super great gentleman too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Every year it's beautiful. I do know back, I think it was it December? Was it the December commission meeting? It was storming outside and we kept looking at the tree hoping it wouldn't fall down. I was like, oh my goodness, they've worked so hard to put this tree up, decorated it, looks great, and the wind is just going at 40, 50 miles per hour outside. I'm like, I hope. And luckily, I think everything worked out right.
It did. We had to make a few small adjustments, but we tried when we designed the bracket and the concrete pad it's attached to, we try to design all that to withstand as much wind as we could. Of course, last year's tree was quite a bit larger than what we had seen in the past, but it stood the test of time there.
Well, I never got one bad compliment about how beautiful and big it was. Everybody was like, this is so big and beautiful. It's bigger than last year's. I think it's awesome. How do y'all haul that thing in on a flatbed truck?
Doug brings it up on it's a 45-foot flatbed trailer, wow. And then we set it with a lull.
Wow, that's a lot of work. I would say I want to be there that day, but I'll probably do something to mess it up, so I probably won't be there. But I have seen it from a distance, y'all putting it up. There's other things y'all do. There's a lot of things y'all do. But you had mentioned as soon as July 4th is over, you start working for Christmas, but as soon as Christmas over, do you start working on July 4th? Because we're part of the big red, white, and boom, right? When do y'all start planning to help out with that?
We do. We try to, keep basically a note sheet running through each year of vendors that we're going to use for the 4th. And now we're doing the Touch a Truck in June, which last year's was a huge success. And we hope this year's is going to be even bigger and even better for the, Putnam County and the surrounding counties. It's a great event. Have your children come out. So, yes, we try to keep running notes from year to year on what we do, what works best, what we would like to change, what we would like to update. And having those and having the contacts throughout the county and surrounding counties make it so much easier that you're dealing with your local families, basically. And it makes everything speed up and work.
Where did the Touch a Truck idea come from? Do you know Cody?
Mayor Porter, yes.
So when he comes up with ideas and calls you about it, do you ever shake your head and say, come on, Mayor?
Not until I hang up.
But he does have some great ideas. But I was there because I believe StoneCon was a big sponsor of that, and we had the lawnmower races that day, which I lost. I think I got hijacked on my lawnmower. But anyway, it was a fun day, and then the kids were there. Because growing up in rural – I mean, Putnam County is still rural, right? We're not an urban county. Coolville is a bigger city, but it's not urban. So, like, you and I growing up in Baxter, what did we play with? We played with toys and cars and G.I. Joe and outside, right. And we had these dump trucks. And we had – if we had a backhoe, you put the dirt in the dump truck and all the excavator. I mean, that was stuff we played with. So, as a kid, getting to see that real life in person, touch that piece of equipment, that's – something they'll always remember.
Absolutely. It's great for the community and the children in our area.
Do we know how many people was there this last time? I can't remember.
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm going to say somewhere around 35 as far as departments, businesses inside the county or outside of the county. Yeah. We had some, even coming in from as far as McMinnville and that were a very big part of it. And we've got several already committed for this year, and numerous people are really into it, and they're really looking forward to it. I think
that's awesome.
Another great event.
That's awesome. We'll get that date after the break. We come back. We got one more segment with Mr. Cody Maynard. He is the Putnam County Parks and Rec Director. Ben Rogers here on Local Matters. Welcome back with Mr. Cody Maynard, Putnam County Parks and Rec Director, and does a wonderful job, him and his staff of 14. And we've been talking, Cody, about some of the projects y'all do, the big things y'all do with Christmas at the courthouse, and of course y'all help with Red, White, and Boom. But almost daily, you all are working on fields, especially in spring, late winter, spring, summer, and fall. You're working on all the ball fields. And when we're talking about ball fields, we're talking about soccer and baseball, right?
Yes, sir. Soccer, baseball, softball.
Softball, yep. And so the soccer fields have just transformed over the last – well, since Mayor Porter's been in, really. They've transformed for the better. And John was passionate about it. You're carrying that torch. How much time do y'all spend working on soccer fields?
The sports complex there with the soccer fields next to Coolville High School, they have two full-time employees that are out there every day, 5 days a week. We put a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of county resources and funds to that to improve it. Soccer has been one of the largest growing sports in the United States for several years now. Pickleball's, coming actually is probably surpassed it at this point. But it is we have so much traffic there that it takes nonstop, care to make sure that we're keeping the fields in the best condition we can keep them in.
And y'all have done great because so y'all having to always resow. Y'all resow every year?
We overseed every fall with ryegrass so that we can get that spring play in. Coming up this summer, we're actually going to have to cut several of the gold mouse and different things out to resod, put some new Bermuda in to get it to take back off. Which is normal about every couple, 3 years, you've got to do that, where there's just so much play on them. And, a solution to that would be stopping the fields and just running tournament play on them or putting one field under construction and letting it set idle. But we have so many events, so much recreation ball and travel ball being played there. And not only are you talking soccer, you're talking lacrosse. I mean, so you've got so much going on. If we try to shut a field down, it just makes it harder on the community. So we do everything on our end to try to make sure that we're keeping them open and being utilized as much as we can.
Yeah, so, and you mentioned lacrosse, and I forgot that. But I'm putting you on the spot here, Cody, and I'm sorry. Do you know off the top of your head how many soccer tournaments and lacrosse tournaments we have every year that would bring in out-of-town folks?
You've got four main soccer events each year that bring in out-of-town folks. Now, you do have several different state league games that are being held there that you have people traveling in. So that is a big difference as far as number-wise people coming in. But you've got state league games being held there quite often.
Reason I bring that up, and you know this, but for our listeners, part of what funds your budget is hotel motel tax.
Absolutely.
And that transient tax of people coming into our county, and of course sales tax, they're paying that as well. But the hotel motel tax, they're staying in our hotels because they have these weekend long tournaments, soccer tournaments, lacrosse tournaments, and we're putting heads in beds. And if we don't have those facilities and we don't have them up to par like you all have them, and they're nice, people stop coming, right?
Absolutely. And that's one thing that you see, and as sports develop, needs change, but so does the regulations that follow those. So we try to make sure that each year in the budget and each through our capital projects that we're always trying to make updated changes and keep items on hand so we can make a fast change or a fix if we have to.
How many the soccer fields are just wonderful, by the way. Y'all are doing a great job. So transitioning to softball, baseball fields, how many softball, baseball fields are y'all maintaining?
Well, we maintain your Little League, T-ball, and the softball field in Monterey, and then the same thing in Baxter, the two T-ball fields in Baxter, your Little League field in Baxter, and then once school ball's done, the softball field there, the old softball field next to Cornerstone. And then we have Jerry Whitson, which has five fields here in Cookeville City Limits.
And those, I feel like those fields, at least one of them or some of them, are being used every day in good weather, right?
Good weather, you've got majority of those fields being used daily.
Yeah.
Especially spring, summer, and fall. Baseball and softball it's starting to really come back and grow quite a bit, and they are being used. And whatnot, you don't have your recreations, and you've got travel ball teams and that are utilizing those fields each day.
So all that time y'all are using for maintaining and growing these fields and growing the desire for people to come and have tournaments, and y'all work with the Visitors Bureau to do that. You work with the city. Like I said, there's more partnerships involved with those tournaments. Y'all are constantly, you're a staff of 14. You have two designated at the soccer complex, the sports complex, and then you have 12 others just kind of, you have two teams dedicated to mowing. And you have the rest of them just doing everything y'all need to do. And I don't know how you do it, Cody. I mean, I'm not advocating for more people right now. We may wait till the budget time. But, I don't know how you get everything done that you do and do it well.
A great staff. I mean, that's all I can say. I can't brag on my staff enough. But now that goes along with, the partnership with our other department heads and the teams and their staff members. Being able – Putnam County working as a unit really helps move projects forward and keep everything going in the right direction. Sometimes it is very difficult. You've got 14 staff members, and you've got two in the office, and then you've got two at the soccer fields, and then you got four guys mowing. And we have a part-time gentleman that comes back every year. It's a great – great help for us.
Right.
So, you basically – spring, summer, and fall, there's – myself and one, if not two more, that are doing the running and trying to make sure that the smaller things are being took care of. And so that's pretty much how it is. It's just running, going.
Yeah, and y'all, of course, again, doing a wonderful job. So you having that finance background, and of course, my involvement with the budget. Has the budget been something that you've easily transitioned into, understanding how that works, knowing what you need, knowing what you're going to spend? How's that process been for you?
It's been pretty well with the background into finance. I transitioned into that fairly easy as far as keeping the budget and how to do it. You have to learn everywhere you go, everything you do. There's, certain ways things need to be done. And, we worked on that for a little bit. But all in all, I would say it was an easy transition.
Yeah, and this year we have no idea what the budget year is going to look like. We had a interesting one last year. And, of course, county employees benefited from it. I believe your folks did too. And I was happy to be a part of that because we need to maintain and retain good employees. Have you had a hard time retaining staff so far?
No, we have not. We have very low turnover. But when we went in, one of the guys to understand that, that was our main goal. Of course, everyone says, oh, they want to get rich. They want to chase this. They want to chase that. But having that flexibility and working with people that generally care about what's going on with you, and seems to make a lot of difference. And we try to keep an open door policy. That way, if you've got an issue, you know, a lot of times you're spending as much time with your coworkers as you do your family. So having that open door policy of like, hey, if you're upset about something, let's get it out. Let's get it took care of and not let that, you know, turn into something that it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It makes a huge change and really helps us.
Oh, yeah. One thing people may not be aware of that y'all spend some time on are community centers.
Absolutely.
How many community centers do we have across the county?
We've got 14 now.
14 community centers, and y'all are involved with maintaining those and upkeep of those too. Does that take a lot of y'all's time?
Yes, it does. Ourselves and the maintenance department do a lot of it. We mow them every week. All the community centers get mowed every week, along with the volunteer fire stations and your dump sites. So that they do take a lot of time, and we try to keep note. You know, if the board that's over the community center calls in and wants to see some changes or some updates, we try to keep note of those and make those happen as fast as possible.
Yeah, and that's a big part of our community, those centers. People still like to have gatherings there, birthday parties, anniversaries, family reunions.
Absolutely.
I don't see that need for a community center ever going away, right?
And, no, I don't think so.
And we have to have somebody to help with that, and the mowing is great. I know it looks beautiful down there in Boma. I go by there a lot from the interstate back home, and it looks great there, so y'all do a great job. Cody, I'm just curious. I know you. Your mind don't turn off. You're a thinker. You're thinking always about what to improve. Do you have any future goals you've laid out for the department going forward?
Well, absolutely. Our main goal is to just continue to – for a better environment for Putnam County. How do we make updates? How do we make changes? You know, we've put in some capital projects on lighting, changing our lighting. You know, majority of your fields are still being lit by that metal halide light. So as the next few years comes through, we're really trying to make some pushes on that and get a lot of lighting changed over, updating your parks, you know, your ball fields, changing some things out there. Some of the buildings have got some age on them, so we want to do some basically facelifts, some updates on those. and just continuing to try to, as we see something, we make changes. The community centers, again, is the same way. We like to, you know, if they need painted or if they need updated or if they need landscaped or whatever they may need, we try to constantly keep, you know, a list of running ideas and notes so that we are constantly moving forward and not sitting with idle time.
Yeah, and I think y'all are always working towards that. It's a process, and I know you depend on your team, right? It's
Absolutely.
It's not just Cody's world. It's the whole team. You're getting feedback. You're asking them to have input for what they think needs to be done because they're out there every day, and you're trying to be everywhere you can be. Has there been anything that's something you've just – wish you didn't have to deal with or we'd like to overcome and you don't, and it's just keeps nagging. I mean, we don't talk about negative stuff, but obviously everything don't work out every day the way you want it.
No, it doesn't work out every day, but I've learned a long time ago, I guess, from the words of my grandfather, if you just, you know, hit it head on, get it over with, you know, it usually seems to work out. And a lot of times just communication, conversation goes a long way. You know, and everyone has ideas, and that's what we're here for, is to listen to the ideas. And if you take everything negative, then most things become negative. But if you try to take something good away from it and just listen to people's ideas, works through. I don't have anything as of right now that we've just had to deal with that it's not our job. It's not what we should be dealing with.
Well, you mentioned pickleball earlier. Do you have a quick pickleball update on the courts they're wanting to do?
We hopefully after budget and everything goes through, we're looking that we should be making some moves fairly quick.
Yeah, and I think right beside the tennis courts, maybe?
Right beside the tennis courts is what we're hoping for. I've had several meetings and meeting with a couple more people here in the next little bit, so hope to see some major fast changes coming through.
Cody, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir, I appreciate you.
Thanks for being on. Great job with Cody Maynard, the Putnam County Parks and Recreation Director. He and his staff did a wonderful job, hit the ground running once he came in. It was seamless, the transition, when John Albertson left, and we're just thankful for Cody. Folks, hope you enjoyed this show. I hope you have a great weekend. I've enjoyed it. Cody's been an absolute wonderful blessing to our county and him and his staff, and look forward for more to them. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind. I promise you, being kind to people is a lot more beneficial, a lot more satisfying than being mean. There's no reason in the world to be mean to people. Just be kind. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.